The man in the top coat looks at him for a moment, eyebrows raised, frowning slightly, then seems to understand. He stoops, puts the bill in the ancient oiled pocket of the glove with Garfield printed in blue ink on the side, then reaches into his front pocket and brings out a small handful of change. This he scatters across the face of old Ben Franklin in order to hold the bill down. Then he stands up. His eyes are wet and bloodshot. "Do you any good to give you my card?" he asks Blind Willie. "I can put you in touch with several veterans organizations."
"Thank you, sir. I'm sure you could, but I must respectfully decline."
"Tried most of them?"
"Tried some, yes, sir."
"Where'd you VA?"
"San Francisco, sir." He hesitates, then adds, "The Pussy Palace, sir."
The man in the top coat laughs heartily at this, and when his face crinkles, the tears which have been standing in his eyes run down his weathered cheeks. "Pussy Palace," he cries. "I haven't heard that in 10 years. A bedpan under every bed and a naked nurse between every set of sheets, right? Naked except for the love beads, which they left on."
"Yes, sir, that about covers it, sir."
"Or uncovers it. Merry Christmas, soldier."
The man in the top coat ticks off a little one-finger salute. "Merry Christmas to you, sir." The man in the top coat picks up his bags again and walks off. He doesn't look back. Blind Willie would not have seen him do so if he had. His vision is now down to ghosts and shadows.
"That was beautiful," Wheelock murmurs.
The feeling of Wheelock's freshly used air puffing into the cup of his ear is hateful to Blind Willie, gruesome, in fact. But he will not give the man the pleasure of moving his head so much as an inch.
"The old fuck was actually crying, as I'm sure you saw. But you can talk the talk, Willie. I'll give you that much."
Willie says nothing. "Some VA hospital called the Pussy Palace, huh?" Wheelock asks. "Sounds like my kind of place. Where'd you read about it, Soldier of Fortune?" The shadow of a woman, a dark shape in a darkening day, bends over the open case and drops something in. A gloved hand touches Willie's gloved hand and squeezes briefly. "God bless you, my friend," she says.
"Thank you, ma'am."
The shadow moves off. The little puffs of breath in Blind Willie's ear do not.
"You got something for me, pal?" Wheelock asks.
Blind Willie reaches into his jacket pocket. He produces the envelope and holds it out, jabbing the chilly air with it. It is snatched from his fingers as soon as Wheelock can track it down and get hold of it.
"You asshole!"
There's fear as well as anger in the cop's voice. "How many times have I told you? Palm it! Palm it!"